This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of July, 2024. Essence, sweet children, your intellects become clean with the power of remembrance, and you also imbibe divine virtues. Therefore, sit in solitude and ask yourselves how many divine virtues you have developed. Question. What is a very great devilish defect which you children must not have? Answer. It is a very great devilish defect to speak in a rough or harsh manner to someone. This is also called an evil spirit. When an evil spirit enters someone, it causes a lot of damage, and you therefore have to step away from that. As much as possible, practice. I now have to return home and go to the new kingdom. While seeing everything in this world, do not see anything. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains to you children that you have to shed your bodies and then return home. You also have to forget this world. This too is a practice. When there are complications of the body, you have to try and forget the body and also forget the world. The practice of forgetting should be done in the morning. I now have to return home, that is all. You children have received the knowledge that you have to renounce the whole world and return home. There is no need for a lot of knowledge. You have to try and maintain that concern. No matter how much difficulty you may have with your bodies, it has been explained to you children how to practice this. It is as though you don't exist. This too is a good practice. There is now little time left. We now have to return home. You have the Father's help and this one's help. You definitely do receive help, but you also have to make your own efforts. Whatever you can see that does not exist, you now have to return home. You then have to go into your own kingdom. At the end, there are just two things that remain. You have to go and come. It has been seen that by your staying in remembrance, any illnesses of the body that used to trouble you will automatically reduce, and just happiness will remain. There is no nourishment like happiness. Therefore, it has been explained to you children. Children, you now have to return home. You have to go to your sweet home. You have to forget this old world. This is called the pilgrimage of remembrance. It is only now that you children know about this. The Father comes every cycle. He says the same thing, that he will meet you again after another cycle. The Father says, children, whatever you are listening to now, you will listen to the same things after a cycle. You children know that the Father says, I come every cycle and show you children the path. It is the duty of you children to follow that path. The Father comes and shows you the path and also takes you back with him. He doesn't just show you the path, but he also takes you back with him. It has also been explained to you that these pictures, etc., will be of no use at the end. The Father has given you his own introduction. You children understand that the Father's inheritance is the unlimited sovereignty. Those who used to go to the temples yesterday and sing the praise of these children, Lakshmi and Narayan, Baba would call them children, children, anyway. They used to sing the praise of them becoming so elevated, and they are now making effort once again to become elevated. This is not anything new for Shiv Baba. It is something new for you children. It is you children who are on a battlefield. It is you who are troubled by negative and wasteful thoughts. This cough is also this one's karmic account, which he has to suffer. Baba is in a state of pleasure. This one has to become karmateet. The father is always in the karmateet stage. It is I and you children who experience the storms of Maya, etc., and the suffering of karma. This has to be explained. The father shows you the path. He explains everything to you children. When something happens to this chariot, you have the feeling that something has happened to Dada. Nothing happens to Baba. It happens to this one. There is no blind faith on the path of knowledge. The father explains which body he enters. I enter this impure body at the end of the last of his many births. Dada also understands that he too is a child like the other children. Dada is also an effort maker. He is not perfect. All of you Brahmin children of Prajapita Brahma are making effort to attain the Vishnu status. Whether you say Lakshmi and Narayan or Vishnu, it is the same thing. The father has explained to you, whereas previously you didn't understand anything. You neither understood about Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, nor about your own selves. Now, when you see the Father and Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar, it enters your intellects that this Brahma is doing tapasya. He is in the same white dress. It is here that you have the karmateet stage. You have visions in advance. This Baba will become an angel. You also know that you will attain your karmateet stage and become angels number-wise. You understand that when you become angels, the war will begin. It is said death to the prey and happiness for the hunter. This is a very high stage. You children have to imbibe this knowledge. You have the faith that you go around the cycle. No one else can understand these things. This is new knowledge, and the Father teaches you remembrance in order for you to become pure. You also understand that you receive the inheritance from the Father. You become the Father's children every cycle. You have been around the cycle of 84 births. Explain to anyone that they are souls, that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the Father, and that they must now remember that Father. It will then enter those people's intellects that they now have to become divine princes, and that they also have to make that much effort. You have to renounce all the vices, etc. The father explains, do not even consider yourselves to be brothers and sisters, but consider yourselves to be brothers, and remember the father, and your sins will be absolved. There is no other difficulty. At the end, there will be no need for anything else. You simply have to remember the Father. You have to become theists. You have to become full of all virtues like them. The picture of Lakshmi and Narayan is very accurate. By simply forgetting the Father, you even forget to imbibe divine virtues. Children, sit in solitude and think about this. I have to remember Baba and become like them. I have to imbibe those virtues. This is a very small thing. You children have to make so much effort. Some children become so body conscious. The Father says, may you be soul conscious. You have to claim your inheritance from the Father. If you remember the Father, the rubbish will be removed. You children know that Baba has now come. He establishes the new world through Brahma. You children know that establishment is taking place. Such a simple matter slips away from you. There is just the one Alpha, and you receive the sovereignty from that unlimited Father. By remembering the Father, you remember the new world. Innocent hunchback mothers can also claim a very good status. You simply have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father has shown you the way. He says, have the faith that you are souls. You have received the Father's introduction. It has now sat in your intellects that you have completed 84 births and that you will now go home and then go and play your parts in heaven. The question doesn't arise, where should I remember Baba? How can I remember him? It is in your intellects that you have to remember the Father. No matter where the Father goes, you are still his children. You have to remember the unlimited Father. When you sit here, you experience bliss because you meet the Father personally face to face. People become confused about how there can be the birth of Shiva. They don't understand why it is called the night of Shiva. For Sri Krishna, they understand that his birth took place at night. But it is not a question of this limited night. The night of half a cycle comes to an end, and so the Father then has to come to establish the new world. It is very easy. You children can understand for yourselves that this is very easy. You have to imbibe divine virtues, otherwise 100-fold sin will be accumulated. Those who cause me to be defamed cannot claim a high status. If you have the Father defamed, your status will be destroyed. You have to become very sweet. To speak roughly is not a divine virtue. You should understand that that is a devilish trait. You have to explain with love. That is not a divine virtue. You children know that the Iron Age is coming to an end. This is the Confluence Age. People don't know anything. They are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna. They believe they still have 40,000 years and that they will continue to live and experience happiness. They don't understand that day by day they are becoming more and more Tamopratan. You children have had visions of destruction. As you progress further, you will also have visions of Brahma and Sri Krishna. by going to Brahma, you will become a prince of heaven like that one. This is why people generally have a vision of both Brahma and Sri Krishna. Some have a vision of Vishnu, but they aren't able to understand as much from that vision. By having a vision of Narayan, they can understand something. We come here in order to become deities. You are now studying the lesson of the beginning, middle, and end of the world. A lesson is taught to you so that you can have remembrance. It is souls that study. The consciousness of bodies is removed. It is souls that do everything. Good and bad sanskars are in each soul. You, sweetest children, have come and met me after 5,000 years. You are the same ones. You have the same features. You are the same ones as 5,000 years ago. You also say, Baba, you are the same one who has come and met us after 5,000 years, and you are now changing us from human beings into deities. We were deities, and we then became devils. You have been singing the praise of the deities and speaking of your own defects. You now have to become deities again, because you have to go to the deity world. Therefore, now make very good effort and claim a high status. A teacher would tell everyone to study and would say, if you pass with good marks, my name will be glorified, and your name will also be glorified. Many children say, Baba, when I come to you, nothing emerges from inside. I forget everything. As soon as you come to Baba, you become quiet. It is as though this world is finished. You will then go to the new world. That will be a very beautiful new world. Some receive rest in the land of peace. Some don't receive any rest. They have all round parts. However, they become liberated from being tamopritan and experiencing sorrow. They then receive peace and happiness there. So you should make effort so well. Do not think that you will receive whatever is destined for you. No, you have to make effort. It can be understood that a kingdom is being established. We are establishing a kingdom for ourselves by following Srimat. Baba, who gives us Srimat, never becomes a king, etc. We become that by following his Srimat. This is something new. No one has ever heard this before or even seen it. You children understand that you are now establishing the sovereignty of paradise by following Srimat. We have established that kingdom countless times. We claim it and then lose it. This cycle continues to turn. When Christian priests go for a walk, they don't even like to look at other people. They simply stay in remembrance of Christ. They walk around in silence. They have that understanding. They stay in remembrance of Christ so much, they must surely have had a vision of Christ. Not all priests are like that. They are a handful out of multi-millions. It is the same with you. Only a handful out of multi-millions would stay in remembrance like that. Just try this and see. Do not look at anyone else. By remembering the Father and continuing to spin the discus of self-realization, you will have a lot of happiness. Deities are said to be elevated, and human beings are said to be corrupt. At this time, no one is a deity. It is said of Barrett, it is day for half the cycle and the night for half a cycle. The Father says, I come and grant everyone salvation. Those who belong to other religions come at their own time to establish their religions. Everyone who comes here takes this mantra back with them. You have to remember the Father. Those who remember him well will claim a high status in their religion. You children should make effort to open a spiritual museum or college. Just write, come and understand how you can receive the kingdom of the world of heaven in a second. Remember the Father, and you will receive the sovereignty of paradise. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. While walking and moving around, let there be remembrance of only the one Father. Practice not seeing anything while seeing everything. Sit in solitude and check yourself. To what extent have I imbibed divine virtues? 2. Do not perform any such actions that you would cause defamation of the Father. Imbibe divine virtues. Let it remain in your intellect. I now have to return home and then go into the kingdom. Blessing. May you receive powerful fruit by having the addition of everyone's good wishes for service, and thereby become an embodiment of success. Whatever service you do, let it be filled with the feelings of cooperation from all souls, with feelings of happiness and good wishes, and all tasks will easily then be successful. In the early days, when anyone used to go to carry out a special task, he would go with blessings from everyone in the family. So this addition is needed for present service. Before beginning any task, take everyone's good wishes and pure feelings. Fill yourself with the power of everyone's contentment, and powerful fruit will then emerge. Slogan. Just as the Father says, yes, my Lord, in the same way, when you say, yes, my Lord, yes, my Lord, you then accumulate charity. Om Shanti.